just imagine for a moment that in order to get all the things you need and enjoy in life, you know, basic stuff like water, food, shelter, imagine that to have all that stuff on a day-to-day basis rather than lose it all, you had to perform a under par round of golf every week. Would you back yourself to do it? You had to play a professional level round of golf every week, and that's a professional level where the professional doesn't have an off week. I wouldn't back myself at all. Now, thankfully, golf clubs tend to have at least one pro who is part of the club. Now imagine that you were told, okay, if you don't think you can get round under par yourself, you can trust the golf pro at the club to play your round for you. Will you trust him in order to receive your water, food, shelter for the week? I think I would. And by the way, if you happen to be very good at golf, just rework this illustration where you have to perform something to professional level every week that you know you're actually not very good at. I don't know, maybe quantum physics or baking. Would you back yourself? Or would you trust the professional to do it for you? Let me read to you from Philippians chapter 3, halfway through verse 8 and on through verse 9. This is our reading for today from Philippians. Here's what Paul writes. Because of Christ, I have suffered the loss of all things and consider them as dung, so that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own from the law, but one that is through faith in Christ. The righteousness from God based on faith. I want us to particularly look at verse 9 there, where Paul talks about being found in Christ, not having a righteousness of my own from the law, but one that is through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. Now, Paul says that he doesn't want a righteousness of his own from the law. Why? Why? He's just detailed above in the verses just before how he's meticulously kept the law. You would think that would give him enough righteousness. But he's fully aware, actually, that his righteousness, his own righteousness, is not perfect. And he's fully aware that he has therefore fallen short of the glory of God. He's not accepted in God's sight through his own righteousness, his own keeping of God's law. So therefore, he needs a righteousness that isn't his own. He needs somebody else's. Now in the gospel, somebody else's righteousness is indeed offered to us. Somebody else's perfect keeping of God's law. That somebody else is God himself, Jesus Christ. His perfect righteousness is offered to us in the gospel. He lived the life we could not live. Will we trust him to live that life for us so that we're accepted into God's family? We know all the blessings of being his children forevermore. Paul got that. He trusted Christ for his righteousness. Now, if I was to trust a golf pro to play my round of golf for me so that I got my water, food and shelter for the week, I think that would be a wiser decision than trusting myself. But the golf pro still might mess up and I might lose everything. We know that Christ did not mess up. Not once. We can trust him fully. Isn't it madness to in some way rely on our own righteousness in order to know God and be his, when God offers us himself in the person of Jesus Christ and says, I have done this for you. Trust in me. Put your faith in me.